News Talk 1110 KBND. Good afternoon. News time is 5 minutes after five on a Friday. I'm Dennis Shaw, right along with Kelly Blyer. Kelly's in the newsroom, ready to go with Central Oregon News, and it's brought to you by Garmin. Give a Garmin. Someone you know needs one. Give them a Garmin Nuvie with free lifetime map and traffic updates. Limitations apply. Get all the details at Garmin.com. And now, from the largest radio news staff east of the Cascades, here's Kelly Blyer with live local news on News Talk 1110. KBND. Good afternoon, Kelly.
Thanks so much, Dennis. The city of Bend is looking at funding a new study on the city's nearly $70 million water project. That plan has drawn a lot of criticism from people believing it's too expensive, and the study was done by an engineering firm with a vested interest in the project. City Manager Eric King says the study would not start until they get an answer back from the state on a possible delay on meeting EPA requirements on treating surface water.
We've got a few months to help define the scope of that study and to work with some members of the opposition to incorporate their concerns into another relook at some of the numbers that went into that, especially that financial model that was part of that alternative study, because that's where there's, I think, the most concern.
The study would look at the cost of the current project compared to an alternative that would rely only on wells. The study is expected to cost between $10,000 and $20,000, and the cost may be shared by several different entities. A Terrebonne man is recovering in the hospital from injuries he received in an accident this morning. Deschutes County Sergeant Ron Dozier says the accident shut down Highway 97 for about half an hour.
A 77-year-old bicyclist rode out onto Highway 97 from Center Street and was struck by a vehicle driven by a young lady that was headed to work.
Dozier says the cyclist, 77-year-old Leonard Crabtree of Terrebonne, was taken by ground ambulance to St. Charles in Redmond with non-life-threatening injuries. The speed in that area is 35 miles an hour. The driver of the car, 24-year-old Jennifer Davis, is from Crooked River Ranch. The White House says a bipartisan health care plan co-authored by Oregon Senator Ron Wyden will cripple health care programs for seniors. 1110 KBND's Jim McLaren reports.
It's the brainchild of Republican Congressman Paul Ryan and Democrat Wyden.
Contains the costs and ensures its high quality.
The plan would take effect in 10 years.
Traditional Medicare, its marketplace clout and low administrative costs, should be there for all time for every single senior who wants it.
But if they don't?
Those who would like a private approach, they ought to have a chance to go that route.
Wyden thinks having two plans will hold down skyrocketing costs. Jim McLaren, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Redmond's new ice skating rink is opening to the public at this hour. Redmond's Community Development Director Heather Richards says this day has been almost 2 years in the making.
We're excited for this, so it's definitely creating a buzz around town. And we like to see that. We're bringing this to the community so that they can enjoy it. That's our intent.
The rink costs $1 to get in and an additional $3 if you want to rent skates. There is free skating available in the mornings. This Saturday and Sunday, free ice skating lessons will be available by a local woman who has professional experience, but you must sign up through Parks and Rec. The rink will be open 7 days a week until the end of March. Second Street Theater's production of Tommy opens next month, but tonight you can hear a sneak peek of the music. They are holding a concert tonight featuring band members and singers from the show. Sandy Klein is one of the directors.
Well, this Friday night is a sneak preview concert. It's kind of a fundraiser to help raise money for the fabulous band that we have for the show and the production itself. We've got a couple great local bands, from Fun Bobby to The Substitutes to Stan Roach and Friends. And then we'll finish it off with a sneak preview of the upcoming show of Tommy.
And here is a sample of what you'll hear.
Tommy, can you hear me?
The show starts at 8 o'clock tonight at 2nd Street Theater, and tickets are $10. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.